Second date update.
Alexis, let me ask you, and just be honest here.
Okay.
Have you ever gone out with a guy just to get something out of him for free?
Oh, like a meal or a coffee? Duh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Why would you even ask?
Sorry, I didn't mean. I didn't mean every single time you've ever spoken to a guy. I just meant like once or twice. But sure, for you, Alexis, you didn't think anything of that. You feel like they deserved to pay for your steak dinner and the 14 White Claws just to enjoy the privilege of being next to you.
I am fun company, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. But
that all checks out.
Think about the guy. What is he left with?
A fun night,
yeah.
Thanks to me.
That's what dating is, Jeff.
It's a large credit card bill, too.
Okay.
With nothing to show for it. But one of our listeners, John, says he feels like he may have been used when he went out with a woman the other night. And we're going to try and help him out.
What does he expect? I mean, okay. All right. I mean, what
John,
do you want in
you're
return?
You're getting no sympathy from Brooke today. I'm
it's
sorry.
Just like, what do you want in return there, John?
Yeah, why don't you hand over your credit card information to us now before we get started, okay?
Yeah, you know, relationship.
You can't guarantee that. Be more fun.
Brooke, can you not judge him? He hasn't even gotten to say hello to us.
It's just like,
John, what's
on.
Up, man?
John?
You scared him away.
You're allowed to talk now, bro.
Hey, I'm here. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like maybe I've been used, so...
Used for what? What were you used for?
All right, let me back it up.
Yeah, why don't you start from the beginning. Tell us about this woman that you met, how you met her, what her name is, and then lead us into the story.
If you say Alexis, I swear to God.
No one will be
Change my name.
What's her name?
No, you're safe. Her name, I guess her identity is probably safe if I just go with the first name, right? Nikki.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
We
have to ask her last name.
We
got to
call her, bro. Like that's how this segment works.
Okay, her name is Nikki. And how did you meet her?
Okay, you know, I met her online.
Okay.
Okay.
And was there any red flags? Seeing that you think you got used?
I mean, it was cool at first. She's cute. She's not like strangely hot. Where you know?
Yeah, she doesn't look like a bot, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. We were having trouble getting together because I have a bad schedule. We're in a casino. I'm in the surveillance room.
So you have like a crazy schedule.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's funny that a guy who works in surveillance thinks he may have gotten scammed.
It is ironic, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, your schedule must be hard to like find a good time to go out with somebody that you really like. What did you end up doing with Nikki?
So it was cool. She goes, all right, you come over. I'll make you a nice dinner before you go to work.
Oh.
That's sweet.
What are you complaining about being scammed about then?
Yeah, bro, this sounds awesome.
And it
sounds amazing.
And she trusts you, right?
Yeah.
Like, because she's inviting you to your place before she's even met you.
Exactly. I thought that was cool. I'm not like a criminal looking guy, so.
I don't think it's looks on that one. Yeah, there's a lot of good looking guys that also you can't trust. But yeah, sure.
So she invites you over. She opens the door. She tells you, here, put your wallet over here. And then
like,
yeah, not so blatant.
Okay.
It was like salmon and wine.
Oh, man.
That's some fancy
classy.
Yeah,
and it was awesome. And then nothing is moving too fast. We're just having a nice dinner. It was a first step. Cool.
Right. Yeah. Well, you have to go to work later, so it's not even like you can have a drink or two.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like nothing's going to happen during that date.
Right, right. But, okay, so we're there, and then she mentions the fact that her bathroom sink is dripping a lot. And she's like, she did the thing where it was like, she mentioned it like twice and stuff.
Oh,
she keeps bringing up that darn sink.
Oh, that's funny.
Right.
Okay.
It was like enough of a prompt where I was like, you want me to look at it? She did. And I'm like, yeah, cool. I was happy. Honestly, I was like, cool.
Okay. Are you
nice to feel helpful.
Are you a handy guy? Did she know that about you?
Yeah. So I think that's like maybe why she even mentioned it. Because I mentioned that I renovated my place.
Okay. I see where the using, I think, is going to come into play here.
But it may not be using still. She may still be into you and be like, look, while you're here, I don't go on a lot of dates.
Yeah.
Just look for me.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so did you go look at the sink?
Yeah, I did, and I fixed it in like 10 minutes. So
that's cool.
Okay. All
right. Was anything major?
That's nice. How did the date end? Did you just like fix the sink and you're like, all right, well, work's here, done?
No, I mean, it ended like I thought we were totally vibing. Got the hug, got a kiss, but it was like a restrained kiss. You know, I kind of initiated it. And
Okay. First kisses can be a little awkward.
So she cooked you a meal. She gave you a kiss. Yeah. You fixed her sink in like 10 minutes and you feel like that was the scam?
I mean, I'm wondering. I can't help but wonder because I thought the date was good. You know, I texted her again.
Okay, so she's not responding.
Exactly.
Yeah, but what, like, maybe she just doesn't like you. Like, you. Like, it doesn't mean that she's using you for the secret.
I'm a skimmy guy. I want to give you a to-do list of things to do.
Yeah.
Like a full.
Well, that was quick. Now you have time to go rake the leaves.
It makes it sound like you didn't want to do it as a favor. Like, it just sounds like a friendly favor thing to do. Like, you expected something in return?
No, I mean, it's not like I expected to do something in return, but it comes down to this, right? If she already knew that she's not into me, don't ask me to fix your sink. Okay. And don't kiss me.
She doesn't want to waste her night.
She wouldn't have cooked you a full dinner if she already knew that.
That's a good point.
You know, like, she wouldn't have.
I mean, if that's what a scam is, I hope that somebody scams me today. I am open for a scam.
I got you so good with that 5-course meal.
Oh, damn. Let's find out once and for all. Maybe there is a nugget of truth to this. We're going to call Nikki for you and try and get you a second date update right after this, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, man, hold on.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
To be scammed or not to be scammed? That is the question, because one of our listeners, Noble John, foundeth himself at the apartment of the beautiful and fair Nikki. And during their dining date, she exclaimeth, "Oh, thou noblest of Johns, my sinketh doth leaketh. Can you fix it, perchance?" Which he did.
Yeah, that's nice of him.
It was very nice
of him. Took him all of 10 minutes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then he went on his way to work because he does the night shift over at the casino inside the surveillance room. Has not heard from Nikki, though, in 8 days.
Yeah. Wow.
Why aren't you guys applauding the performance that I had, the Shakespearean?
Did you need more?
I mean, you quit halfway. You switched your normal voice.
Well, I only had a small role in it, but still. Anyway, John feels like maybe Nikki took advantage of his handyman skills and had planned on using him for free plumbing work the entire time.
But it's not free, John. She paid for the salmon. That's expensive.
We don't know that she paid for that salmon.
Oh, you think she used a fisherman to get
her? Could have been. She's just using men all over town.
At that point, good on her. That's
time is money. She cooked the salmon. Yeah. Okay?
That is true.
She put an effort for this.
I mean, you didn't text her anything like, "Hey, are you using me?" or anything like that.
That's a good point.
No, I'm not like texting her accusations and stuff. I'm just like, "Hey, what did I say?" I was like,
"It's okay. We don't have to read all the texts that you sent to her, but you've tried to reach out and she's not responding back, and that's enough for us to give her a call."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's find out once and for all whether or not she's a scammer. Here we go.
I don't think she's a scammer. If you're going to do something nice for someone, then you shouldn't expect anything in return. That's the nice part. Mm. Do you see what I'm saying, Jeff?
Yeah. Don't do nice things for other people.
No.
I hear you. That's okay. Let's just call. That's the nice thing we're going to do for John
today.
Okay,
we'll do that.
Maybe, John, you can get us back when we're done, all right? Here we go. I'm dialing it right now.
Come fix our sinks.
Hello.
Hey, is this Nikki?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Nikki. I apologize for the weird call that we're pushing you into here, but you're on the radio right now.
Oh. Hey, Nikki.
Did I win something?
Well,
I mean, you could at the end of this.
You want a free salmon.
Not at this moment. What we're doing is something called a second date update. And that's a segment where we try and help out listeners who've gone out with someone and they're not getting a call back afterwards to help them figure out why.
Who did you say you were again?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning is the name of the show.
That's not what she asked. She asked who I was.
Yeah. She wants to know who the stars are.
I think she meant who are you in the room,
No,
Jeffrey.
She meant me. I'm Jeff. And I would like to ask you about a date you went on 8 days ago with a guy named John.
Did you say John?
John.
That you cooked him dinner? You cooked him a lovely salmon dinner, he said.
Yeah, I did. I did. I went on a date with John.
Right.
Yeah.
We heard that you made him dinner and you guys hung out right before he had to go to his work, his like night shift. Mm-hmm. He says that you haven't responded to any of his texts in the last 8 days. And I'm just going to be honest. He says he feels like he was used by you.
Oh, we're going to go.
Or scammed even.
Wait. If he thinks he's being scammed, I mean, he's not. I think. I was the one being scammed.
That's a statement I didn't expect to hear from you. Wait, you think you're being scammed by him?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Why?
We know that he fixed your sink.
That's
apparently
what he thinks he was being used for.
He feels like you knew that he's good at being like a handy guy, and so you invited him over just for that.
What? No, and also like he thinks he fixed my sink, but I tried it out and it was fine.
Okay.
And then we were ending the date and he goes to leave and then he's like, can I go to the bathroom real fast? And I was like, okay. And then later on that night, I go to the bathroom and the sink's like broken. Like the hot water isn't turning on.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I mean, the weird part about it was that later on, he started texting me like, hey, if you have any other problems, like I'm totally there for you. I'll come around and fix it.
That's nice, though.
Yeah, but why would she have more problems? It's like, I think she's saying he's using it as an excuse. It's like the classic, like, girl leaves, you know, coat at said man's house. Like, he breaks her sink so that, right? Is that what you're thinking, Nikki?
Yeah, he, like, fixed it, and then he purposely unfixed it to invite himself back into my house.
Oh, man.
That's brilliant.
The oldest plumber trick in the book. I don't know if that's true, though.
I mean, it's kind of a stretch. He thinks that you're scamming him. You think that he's scamming you.
Maybe it means you're meant for each other. Two scam artists on the one date.
They scam each other.
Or not scam artists.
I never scammed him. I invited him over for dinner.
Yeah, totally. I'm on your side.
Well, let's find out for sure, because we do have John on the other line who's been listening to this entire conversation secretly.
What? No. Oh, no.
Another scam.
But don't you want to know, John?
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm here. Hey.
What's going on with the sink, dude?
That's a big accusation that she laid down there, John.
Did you mess with the sink before you left?
I mean, hold on.
Dude.
That's hesitation.
A little light, cute sabotage.
Oh, my God.
I knew that that was the case. And you left me there with no hot water. Like, you made my life worse by doing
it. She had to wash her hands in cold water. Can you imagine?
Hey, if you would have invited me back the next day, it would have been fixed.
Oh,
that's ridiculous, bro.
And it's kind of romantic when you put it that way.
God, is there like a string of women out there with plumbing issues because of you?
No. Usually it's the thermostat. No, I'm joking.
It's really hard to believe you, John.
It's a good joke.
Maybe, Nikki, does that make you feel special that out of all the women he's dated, you're the only person sink that he has sabotaged? He wants to come back that
cute
badly.
Sabotage, not
very
sabotage.
Cute, sad.
I mean, he's breaking things instead of fixing them, and I have to call my neighbor and, like, inconvenience people because of him.
Now other people are involved.
Oh, man, John.
Nikki, you don't have to call your neighbor. I live close.
John, do you not feel bad?
No, I don't feel bad. I fixed the main problem. You don't have a leak anymore.
It was just turning a knot. I mean, would you blame a woman for purposely leaving something at a guy's house? Would you call her a bad person for doing that?
I mean, if she called the radio station and accused the guy of using her first, I would call her a kind of a crappy person. Yeah, Jeff, I would.
Hold on. Everybody's like painting me as a bad guy suddenly.
You did turn off her hot water.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just barely.
So, Nikki, I mean, it's really up to you. Could you find it in your heart to forgive him for just doing a little cute sabotage because he really wanted to see you that badly one more time?
Yeah.
Could you see that and maybe give him one more chance? He is kind of funny.
We did have a good time.
What? This is crazy.
Come on, Nikki. Maybe it looks in a certain light that I did something less than above board, but come on.
Come on.
How can you say no to this romantic?
You know what? Life's too short. Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh.
You made the right choice.
She wants a little extra punishment in her life. My God. Good for you, you two.
Don't invite him back to your house or ever let him look on your car.
Did he just scam us for a date?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Well, it took some convincing.
Oh, my goodness.
But we got Nikki to agree to give John one more chance. And now, look what happened. Months later, here we are doing an update with the cute saboteurs themselves.
I know. I want to know who's scamming who this time.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show, guys.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi.
We're doing okay. The question is, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, are you both on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, there's John. Okay. John's staying quiet.
He sounds scared. Yeah. John, are you guys dating? What's going on?
Yeah. So after we talked on the phone and you all told me to give him a second chance, something really funny ended up happening.
Okay. What happened?
Okay. So he got tickets to a show. He picked me up and it was awesome. Like, we had a great time.
Oh, okay. Good. That's a good review, John. Good job, man.
Yeah, you know, I get results.
Okay.
That's John's guarantee. Okay.
All of a sudden, when we got back to my place, I'm like doing the dishes and stuff, and then my garbage disposal decides to just break down.
John.
No way.
Did you break something else?
No. That has nothing to do with me.
Oh.
And moreover, I came and fixed it.
Oh, you're a hero.
Sounds like you knew exactly what was wrong with it.
Yeah. But I'm like, every single time that something breaks down now, you know, I'm always going to be wondering if he totally did that so he could come over.
I mean, if you're dating, I think you can hang out whenever he just wants. I don't think he needs to do that.
That's a good point.
So now that's like the running joke between you guys, that if anything ever breaks down.
I'm always on your
I'm going to start running out of appliances.
Your tire goes flat on the freeway. Yeah. Like, John.
My brakes went out again.
Airbags didn't deploy.
Sounds like you guys are doing good then.
That's great, guys.
You guys are happy?
Yeah, we're still dating, and it's been going great.
Yay.
Well, keep us updated on your budding relationship if your phone doesn't break down because Jonathan sabotaged it. But
totally.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.